to Side.
Spend the day with Side.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Size Thursday Live.
Radio Size Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, good morning, greetings and loving Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday live hosting and broadcasting from Radio Sai Studios. And I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and now it's time for the segment Soul Inspirations. Well, the time right now in our studio is 5 minutes past 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. At the very outset, dear listeners, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and loving Sairam, loving pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And I thank him profusely for giving me this opportunity to host a segment in his radio on every Thursday, week after week. Alright, today is 6th of December 2018. It's the month of December, the festive month of December, because we are going to witness the celebration of Christmas. And stay tuned, dear listeners. We will keep updating you about the different programs that are going to take place in Sai Granth Hall in this month of Christmas. And as always, all the programs in Sai Granth Hall will be captured in video and will be presented to you live through our Radio Sai website, RadioSai.org, and also through YouTube channel, Radio Sai's YouTube channel. Alright, now it's time for the segment Soul Inspiration. Well, before that, just a quick update about the weather condition in Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. It's quite cool and pleasant. As this is the month of December, it's the month of winter. So, obviously, the sunshine is less, it's more, the day is more cloudy. In between, there'll be sunshine for some time, so it's like both sun and clouds are playing hide and seek game or something like that. Okay. Alright, now the segment Soul Inspiration. So as always, today in the segment I'll be playing for you a couple of bhajans, and in between the bhajans I'll be playing for you audio of the video series Golden History. Well, before I play the audios for today's Sai Inspiration, I would like to share with you one beautiful experience that a student had with Bhagwan. And in fact, this is one of my personal favorite and personal favorite experience that I keep recollecting again and again, because it gives us a lot of strength when we recollect Swami's stories. And this experience, this incident, has got a powerful message for all of you. So the story goes, the incident goes like this, the experience goes like this, the beautiful experience. It happened to Sai student, and when this experience happened, he was studying in Bhagwan's college, and it was the last day of the academic year. That means from next day onwards, the vacations were starting. So Swami was speaking to a few boys. Swami asked boys, "What are you going to do after you go home? Where are you going to go? Are you going to meet your friends or watch movies?" Then students, they were telling something good. So one boy said, "Swami, we won't do all those things. I will sing your glory. I'll sing bhajans in centers." Then another boy said, "Swami, I will talk about you." Then the third boy said, "Swami, I will do service activities." So like this, one by one, boys were telling something good, because Swami was asking them what they're going to do when they go home, and obviously they had to tell something good. They can't say that they are going for a vacation. They'll go out somewhere, someplace for having fun or something like that. So one boy said, "Swami, I will take part in service activities." Another boy said, "Swami, I will do bhajans." Third boy said, "Swami, I will talk about you. I'll talk experiences with you." So like that, boys were telling something good, and Swami listened to everyone. And after that, Swami stopped, and Swami started telling a story. Swami said, see, there are two villages near Puttaparthi, Kottacheruvu and Bukkapatnam. Few villagers from Kottacheruvu went to Bukkapatnam to witness a Burakatha presentation. Well, Burakatha is a folk art, and during those days, this happened in 1980s, 1990s, Burakatha was a village entertainment in village. Because that time the TV and other entertainment, other social media was not famous. There was obviously no question of internet. In fact, there was no TV also. So villagers used to enjoy this Burakatha presentation. Burakatha is like three people will sing Lord's glory. They will tell Lord's stories, and people will gather and listen to them, and they will be in bliss. So one such Burakatha presentation was there in Bukkapatnam. So a group of villagers went from Kottacheruvu to Bukkapatnam, and the Burakatha presentation was in the evening. So Swami is telling the story. Burakatha presentation was in the evening. So after the Burakatha presentation was over, it was late night, and these villagers enjoyed the Burakatha presentation, had their dinner in the village, and they were coming back to their home in Kottacheruvu. And those days there was not good transport facilities. There were no vehicles. So either the villagers had to walk, or there were few bullock carts. So in the dark there were no bullock carts, so they had to walk. And the villagers were used to walking long distances, and in fact there were no proper roads, so they had to go through forests and hills. But all villagers were happily used to it. So the villagers were coming back from Bukkapatnam to Kottacheruvu. Well, Swami is narrating all this, okay? And Swami says, when they were coming back, it was pitch dark. And in the midway, they lost their way. They didn't know which direction to move. They didn't know where to go because it was fully dark. And the villagers were confused. At that time, they heard few dogs barking from one distance. So few members of the group said, oh, okay, those dogs are street dogs from our village, I think. And that's coming from that direction. So I think we should move in that direction. And then another few other members of the group said, no. Those sounds doesn't sound like dogs barking. I think that is some wild animals, jackals or wolves. I think we should not go in that direction. It may be dangerous. So listening to the sound of the dogs barking, there was confusion and commotion and argument and discussion among the villagers. But after discussing for some time, they kept moving in some direction. They didn't know where they were going because it was pitch dark. They lost their way. And as they were moving, they saw a street lamp. And the street lamp was lit. So because of the light, they could see a road going. And then the villagers went in that road and they found their way. The road was correct. They reached their destination. They reached their village. They reached their home. So Swami was narrating this story, and Swami stopped at that time. And then Swami asked boys. So boys, how did the villagers find their way home? Then the boy said, Swami, street lamp. Then Swami asked, boys, did the street lamp tell the villagers where to go? No, Swami. Did the street lamp sing bhajans? No, Swami. Did the street lamp give speeches? No, Swami. Did the street lamp involve in service activities? No, Swami. Then what did the street lamp do? Well, by now the students came to know that Swami is teaching them a profound lesson, so they just kept quiet because they wanted the answer directly from Swami himself. So Swami said, the street lamp just did what it was supposed to do. The duty of a street lamp, why the street lamp was lit, was to show way to others, and it just did its duty. Then Swami said, see, that's what I want all of you to do. don't be street dogs, but be street lamp. Just do your duty. Just be. Just be, and people will find their way. Well, dear listeners, I just wanted to share this beautiful experience. I hope you all got the message. The message is that we have to just do our duty. We need not do some big projects and try to convince people about human values and all other things. But just follow what Swami says. Be sincere, be disciplined, be honest. And looking at our activities, our qualities, the true nature will shine and people will find their way. Alright, this is one of my personal best story experience, and I keep reminding this again and again for myself because I want to be like that. Okay, alright, I hope you all found some value in this. And so now let's start the segment, Soul Inspiration. To begin with, I'll play for you a bhajan, and after that you will listen to a couple of audios, that is audios of the video series Golden History. Have a listen, please.
जपते रहो मन में सायरा,
जपते रहो मन में सायरा,
जपते रहो मन में सायरा,
जपते रहो मन में सायरा।
श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम।
जपते रहो मन में साई राम,
श्री राम जय राम,
जपते रहो मन में साई राम,
जपते रहो मन में साई राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम।
जपते रहो मन में साई राम, जपत रहो मन में साई राम, श्री राम जय राम। प्यार बहा दे मैया, चरणों से लग जाऊं मैं, सब अंधकार मिटा दे मैया, दर्स तेरा कर पाऊं मैं, ऐसा प्यार बहा दे मैया। जग में आकर जग को मैया अब तक ना पहचान सका, अब तक ना पहचान सका, क्यों आया हूँ कहाँ है जाना ये भी ना मैं जान सका, ये भी ना मैं जान सका। तू है अगम गोचर मैया, तू है अगम गोचर मैया, कहो कैसे लख पाऊं मैं, ऐसा प्यार बहा दे मैया, चरणों से लग जाऊं मैं, सब अंधकार मिटा दे मैया, दर्श तेरा कर पाऊं मैं, ऐसा प्यार बहा दे।
Rain? Eno rain? Ki rain o rain? Your eyes are swollen red. Crying all night? Aire. Let me wipe your tears. Ma cannot tolerate her children's suffering.
If Ma cannot tolerate my suffering, then why can't she put an end to all this? Thakur, my family is starving and I am helpless. This intelligent, educated Narendranath, unable to face the storm of adversity, cuddled himself at the doorsteps of the temple all night and cried for help. But this idol refuses to help, refuses to talk, to even move. It just smiles at me.
She is always like that, Noreen. I too have cried to her many times. Ma, why is the world so cruel? But she keeps on laughing and laughing. And then she suddenly stops and laments. My children are such fools. I am waiting here with all my coffers open. Come, come, take. Why do you suffer? It is all yours. But her children never learn. Never.
Thakur, you always talk to mother. Sit with her, play with her, sing with her. Please do me a favor. For my sake, ask mother to end my suffering.
Main kyun mangu? I should ask on your behalf. Goonga hai kya? You blabber a lot about philosophies and what not. But in front of mother, your tongue freezes. Noreen, my mother is your mother too. You don't have money, your family is suffering. Ask mother. Look, she is in her utmost benevolent mood now. Approach her without any fear and ask. Cha. Are jana re.
Ma?
Bolo beta.
Ma, bestow upon me the wisdom that sits on thy eternal throne. Bless me with that supreme peace that is enshrined in thy beautiful eyes. Mujhe gyan de, Ma. Mujhe gyan de. Mujhe gyan.
Tathastu.
Ki Naren, what did mother say? I know. Mother never lets her children down. Where is the money? Kothai re?
I didn't ask for it. Master, how can I stand before the endless ocean engorged with beautiful jewels and beg for petty glass beads? I asked for wisdom and peace.
Wisdom and peace? Are you mad? Will you fry wisdom like roti and dip it in peace like dal and eat it? Huh? Wisdom and peace. People don't even know what to ask and then they blame my mother. She does not do anything. She only sits there and smiles. Pagol kothakar. Go. Go again. Go. Ask for money. In hard currency coins. Don't come back without the money. Cha. Ma, abhi nore nadan hai. Sambhal jayega.
Ma.
Bolo Naren.
You know my family is starving. I am suffering, Ma. Please. Ma. Mujhe bhakti de, Ma. I ask for thy lotus feet. I ask for resolute and steadfast devotion. मुझे भक्ति दे माँ, मुझे भक्ति दे।
ततास्तु।
किनोरेन, at least now have you got your money? Why do you look so dazed, Noreen? As if somebody has hypnotized you.
Master, I cannot pray for worldly wealth, for comfort, for pleasure or money.
But why? You need them, don't you?
Perhaps. No, Thakur. Perhaps. I don't need them. Perhaps there is a greater wealth worth asking for than mere coins. Despite the anguish strewn upon my fate and misery upon my life, I cannot but relinquish the divine benevolence that sustains the entire life force. Thakur, I have heard her voice again and again. That melodious symphony of the soul that can neither be heard in the wild friction of flesh and bone, nor can be felt in clinking metal, nor in amassing mud. I am enticed to that beauty, and I seek my timeless place in her lotus feet alone. She, the mother of all, will take care of my family and of the entire universe.
Noreen, I always knew that you were gold that will come out of fire with the greatest shine and strength. Mother's testing times are to bring forth the highest bliss and peace that lie within you. Choose the divine, and the divine shall choose you.
Vishwanatha Sahaja